In this play, there are two sort of lead parts. There's a very good-looking, suave guy who charms all the women, and there's a slightly irritating director, a bit of a loser. Which part has he given you?
Take a wild guess. Yeah, I play David, not David, as you said. David.
Llywelyn.
Yeah. There's a bit in the play where Nigel Harmon's character tries to say my name, and I say Llywelyn. Yeah. What could be simpler? Llywelyn. he's a director, and he's a frustrated. He's in a very unhappy marriage. He was an actor, mainly in Minehead, as he says. Now he runs this amateur operatic society in Pendon, and they're doing the Beggar's Opera, which he thinks of as being, you know, this Eddie. He says he makes a change in the student prince. He says, not that I don't.
It's quite a challenge for an amateur group to be putting on as a production.
But it's such a brilliantly written play. The way that Akeborn has sort of woven in the Beggar's Opera, because there are many excerpts from the Beggar's Opera that are all pertinent to the story of A Chorus of Disapproval, in which Nigel Harmon's character, this young guy, comes and joins the society, and then just, by not saying no to anything, ends up rising up the ranks of the cast until he's the lead, and at the same time having
he's rising up the ranks.
He's rising up the ranks So so what Akeborn does is he sort of weaves in the story of the Beggar's Opera into the story that we're involved in, and it's a very clever piece.
Well, I haven't seen your production. It hasn't started yet.
No, it hasn't opened yet.
But you're obviously in rehearsal already.
Indeed.
Yeah. And people may remember it from, what, it was about 20 years ago?
I think it's longer than that. Yeah. Michael Gambon played the part I'm playing and apparently was the finest
1984 or 1985, yes. Yeah.
Apparently he was, as you would expect, out of this world. So that's nice.
And Michael Winner made a film of it as well.
Yes,
so
he did. Have
you seen that for research
purposes? Yeah, I saw it. Well, no, I saw it when it came out because Anthony Hopkins played the part I'm playing, but I've deliberately not watched it because I don't want to. I quite like impersonating Anthony Hopkins. So I don't want to get into doing that.
You know,
it's very important to make it your own.
Yeah, sure. But it's certainly a part that's almost not, obviously not written for you, but it's got a lot of elements of the. So there's a bit of singing to do.
But
and
this to me, like in the cast, keep coming up to me and saying, oh, you know, when I read this, I just thought, well, there's no one else who could play. And he's this irritable, downtrodden, repressed, angry sort of bloke. I think, oh, really? Okay. You know.